Our next guest might be a little bit of a disappointment. I know he loves you guys, but there's no Hazy B here for him today. It's Andy P instead. So Mr. Nick Nurse, head coach Toronto Raptors, head coach Canada Basketball, joining us now. How you doing, Nick?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic.
Doing good, Nick.
Now, before we get into some hard-hitting basketball talk, we've already gone a wee bit off the rails with another topic. And I need to know if you have something that's happened to you or something that happens like while you're on an airplane that drives you crazy. We've discussed things from people not notifying you when the seat goes back, how you, you know, pay them back for that. People who walk around with no shoes on, and especially if they go to the bathroom because that's disgusting with no shoes on. Is there something that people do in an airplane that drives you crazy?
Man, I don't really think so. I mean, just maybe some seat movement from the back. You know, if somebody's behind you and there's leaning up in there, or if you happen to be unlucky enough to have a youngster maybe kicking on the back of your chair, which my two youngsters are absolute professionals at. So I know how that one's going for anybody that's flying around me right now. So.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it goes, I guess. I got a long future ahead of me in getting my chair kicked. As many shots as my youngsters are delivering on other people, I got it coming back to
watch
me.
Watch out.
Pretty soon, I think. Anyway.
Nick, when do you get time to just, like, if you were ever going to post a picture, I don't know if you're on social media, but just fishing or doing something, when do you actually get to chill out and relax?
Well, I've had a couple good, you know, I just came off of about 10 days. I was in Phoenix for 4 or 5 days, and then I went to Chicago. My niece got married in Chicago on Saturday. We decided to make about a 5-day weekend out of it there, so we kind of combined the two trips, and it was good. You know, we did things for the kids mostly. Went to some baseball games, went to some museums, aquariums. Played some sports, you know, a lot of batting practice, a lot of jump shots going up, things like that. Yeah.
Okay, so you enjoy, 10 days, that's a good break because now we're getting back to business. And tickets actually tomorrow at 10 a.m. will go on sale for Canada's game against the Dominican Republic. It is a World Cup qualifier. That will be in Hamilton. And, you know, Nick, also what came out this week was the fact that, you know, Canada Basketball asked players to commit for 3 summers. And we know in years past that's been a big conversation, right? Because especially with all these great Canadians now making a name for themselves and playing well in the NBA, it was like, all right, well, now are you going to give back to your country? And it was never, wasn't happening a while ago. And I know there was a real turning point actually even last summer in trying to qualify for the Tokyo Olympics, and Wiggins was there, and Barrett, you name all these guys, you know, showed up, and it was obviously heartbreaking overtime, a loss to the Czech Republic. But why have this contract signed? Like, what does it mean? And where do you feel that commitment level is right now with Canadian NBA players?
Well, I think that, you know, I kind of look at it as this is, you know, they hired me for this job, and I just want to get in there, and I kind of got in there, took a look around and get the feel and the lay of the land and all that stuff. And then I've got to do the best job I possibly can do. And I had a couple of runs with the team, the World Cup, and then, like you mentioned, the disappointing Victoria. And kind of my debrief, looking back on the few years that I was with the team, was this has got to be something we do if we're serious about trying to compete at a higher level. We just can't piece it together like that. We can't just have, you know, like my thing is, you know, I had one guy, you know, from the World Cup team I coached in China, in 2019 to the team I coached last year, we had one guy that held over from that team. We had a whole new team. So any of the work and all the time we put in together, and then all of a sudden just starting all over. And you just can't do that because the competition won't let you. You know, the team that beat us, the Czech, had 10 players. You know, they got fifth in the world at the World Cup, and they had 10 players back, you know, 2 years later, and they'd already played together, you know, 5-6 years. So you're going to lose to chemistry, togetherness, toughness in the FIBA game if you don't get guys together. So it just became clear as day to me that we had to do this and figure out a way to make it work.
Nick, Andrew Wiggins have said he wants to play but can't commit for the three summers in a row.
Yep.
How important is he to the program and the team, and is he somebody that you're expecting to see this summer?
No, I don't think so this summer. I think that, I had a really good conversation with him, but he just said, I just can't do it for three summers. I just can't. And, so I kind of laid out the parameters of what's going to happen. And I said, listen, if, these guys that do commit show up, we're going to roll with them, and we're going to roll with them for 3 years. And the only way you come in is if we're short guys, which we normally are. There's injuries, there's some contract thing, there's some serious or really good family situations. Some guys have babies, some guys get married, whatever it is. There's some things that come up where a guy might miss a 10-day window here and there. But from our end, we wanted to require those guys to still come. If they were injured, they still need to be there in training camp. They still need to, and then when they're not injured for the next window, they need to play to honor the commitment. And the second thing is we needed direct communication with them. We just need, there's just no sense in us having to talk to, 15 people around them to try to get to them to ask them if they want to play for their country. They need to, when we reach out, they need to reach out back and just, tell us what's going on. So that's what we did. And with Andrew, I don't know, and I think that's where we are, everybody. I mean, it's a great example. Listen, I love Wiggins. He was great last year. I have a lot of good communication with him. Obviously, he's playing great. He's an incredible athlete. He's kind of found his groove right now. But, I think that there's other guys there. If they stay together for 3 years, we'll be better. The whole will be better than just the parts coming in and out. You know what I mean?
Nick, sometimes I think like it's so important and it's such an honor to play for your country, but back when Jamie and myself were playing hockey in the NHL, it's such a demand on the body and on the person, pro sports now, and I almost don't blame a guy for saying, I can't do it. Like the training and everything that goes into being an athlete nowadays, it's so taxing. I could see how guys, and I don't know what their excuses are or reasoning, but I could see why they would pass or say I can't make it this summer.
Yeah, I mean, I think you, first of all, you're right, and we could go through probably, at least five valid reasons, and you hit the first one. The first one is my career, my body. Just got out of a long season, or I'm in the middle of a long season. Like, geez, think of these guys that play for us in the winters that are going through all this stuff in Europe and playing, and then, they do have a break they could take, and they get on a plane and go play during their break. That's the first thing. And I think the second thing, which I think everybody understands, especially as these guys get more, get older and more established, is they have families. And the families are going through this 9-month grind or whatever it is with them and are really looking forward. First question you guys ask me, what do you do when you get a break? I mean, they're really looking forward to you having a break, and you say, oh, I'm not going to have a break. I'm going to go play again for six, whatever it is. So those two, and then get into their contracts and their professional career and how they provide for their families. And then a whole other bunch of things going on like that. I give these guys credit. I mean, listen, I think that I think we're trying to work with these guys as much as we can, but we do need to try to get them together and build some chemistry and walk that line and do the best we can. That's all we're trying to do.
Nick Nurse joining us here. One more here on just international play, because going back to those Olympic qualifiers, speaking of Wiggins, I mean, he tied it up in that crucial game against the Czech Republic in the semifinal with like less than 3 seconds to go, dropping that one in overtime, 103-101. If there's one thing I noticed when I was covering that tournament, you tell me, it's just when you're taking on the European teams, you're going international, the game just felt so different. The perimeter shots, the 3 points, like it just doesn't seem as much, driving to the net. It's just very wide. What did you make of that, and how do you get like the NBA players just kind of to adjust to that type of international play?
Yeah, you hit it right on the head. I mean, the difference is that, I mean, in the NBA, back, I don't know how many years it's been now, there used to be what's called hand checking, right, where a ball handler would go at you and you could kind of use your hand or your body or your forearm or maybe all three at the same time to kind of put them back in front of you or keep them in front of you. And now those are fouls in the NBA. So that's enables guys zip right through the lane, right to the rim. And then, what do you have to do? You have to collapse in there to protect some of that stuff, and they kick it out, and there's the wide open three. So there isn't quite as much of that, you know, penetration right off the go, and that everybody's just penetrate, kick, penetrate, kick, penetrate, kick. So it's just a little bit more physical, and we got to get used to that. We got to get used to what we can do defensively to do it, and then more importantly, we got to get used to you know, guys that are used to blowing by guys in the NBA. All of a sudden, these guys who don't look maybe as quick or as athletic or whatever are just physically, you know, bumping and grinding with you a little bit to slow you down, and it's allowed. So adjusting to that is the biggest thing.
Sliding over to the Raptors, Pascal was named to the All-NBA third team earlier this week. Maybe talk to us about his growth this past season. Were you always confident that he was going to be able to rebound after, we'll call it, a tough season in Tampa?
Well, I sure was hoping he would. I think that he always wanted to. It's really great that he has. And not only that, it's kind of thrown him into a whole nother realm. I think, you know how it is, you know, success sometimes breeds motivation, and now he's like, he's already back out on the court. He took a break and he hit the court this week with his workout people, and he's talking about taking it to another level, which is great. You know, I just feel like he's himself. He feels great mentally and physically, and that's exciting. I'm proud of him, man. Third team All NBA is unbelievable honor. Scotty's Rookie of the Year. Freddie's a first time All Star. You know, that's a pretty good lineup of accolades individually for those three guys.
Nick, before we let you go, it's obviously been some time now since that series against the Sixers. Now that you've had time to digest it a little bit, how would you summarize it?
I don't know. I'm disappointed, but we just got so discombobulated in that first game with three guys. You know, Gary was sick for the first three games of the series, like really sick, and even running him out there, you know, hindsight says it was a mistake, right? I mean, he just wasn't a factor. Scotty goes down, Thad Young goes down. I mean, we were just so, like, swimming upstream right from the start, you know, and then we get back in it, and I thought we had a chance, but we were going to have to run the table to do it. And it's just hard to do that, right? I'd give anything to go start it over again. Healthy. You know, I mean, you can't use it as an excuse, and I don't think we did. I think our guys dug in and realized, okay, we're going to have to figure something else out, but that always takes us a game or game and a half to figure out now what the rotations are and who's going to step up and who's going to take the shots and who's going to guard who. But we got to running our schemes well, playing well. I thought we played a couple of really magnificent games there. Just didn't quite have enough.
Yeah. Well, we look forward to next season, but we also look forward to July 1st because that's when Canada takes on Dominican Republic. So a good Canada Day clash there in a World Cup qualifier. Nick Nurse joining us here on Overdrive. Thanks for taking the time, Nick.
Thanks, everybody. Great talking to you as always. Thank you. Thank you.
And there you go. The tickets going on sale tomorrow, 10 a.m. Support
awesome.
Your team. Because a lot of the big names, like Barrett, Jamal Murray, like they signed that 3-year, they committed. So a lot of guys did. I think Wiggins really was just the only one who did not, and you heard Nick Nurse say it, he understands it. But really
Isn't
looking
Jamal
forward.
Murray injured though?
I don't know if he'll play.
But
I'm just saying he's one of the guys
signing the three-year deal. Yeah, like
he signed the
commitment.
Deal.
Yeah, exactly. Brooks and Alexander, those guys apparently have committed, which is good. I mean, Wiggins seems like one of the big names who didn't, but. Yeah. I think he'll find his way in there. And I think Nick left the door open. He's like, yeah, you know what? Well, if you want to play, we'll find room. Put it that way.
Exactly.
I think there are certain players you make an exception for.
Yeah.
Agreed.